Good evening. You're listening to Joe's Garage here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. We were just listening to Styx off of the Grand Illusion.
Is that song about aliens?
Yes, it is about aliens. He thought that they were angels, but much to his surprise...
They really throw a curveball at you from the first 45 seconds of that tune.
They beamed him up onto their starship and headed for the skies.
That happened to my buddy John one time.
Oh, yeah? How's John doing?
He was never the same after that.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy, though. Love him dearly.
No one will ever appreciate Styx as much as me. When I die, I want to be buried with my Styx albums. Like, you can have some of my albums, but not the Styx
albums. Just the duplicates. Just the dupes.
Just the dupes. Before that, we had The Speed of Light with the title track of their latest album, Teeth. And we started this set off with an Italian artist in honor of Columbus Day and Italian Heritage Day. An artist by the name of... band by the name of Schiantos. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, with their song Eptadon, which we're keeping a bit of an Italian theme here tonight. We're keeping it in a little bit of an Italian theme here tonight with it being Columbus Day. And, well, Dan, you had a song you wanted to play tonight.
Absolutely, I do. This is a song that I've been obsessed with for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
It's by an Italian artist, originally released in the 70s. It was by this guy named Adriano Celentano. And it was during that craze in good old Italia where American music was huge.
Yeah, in like the 1960s and the 70s, American music spread across
exactly.
the world.
Right into the early 70s.
A lot like, the British invasion of the 60s, like you know, the Beatles and everything. They were kind of copying American sound,
right.
that blues and soul sound.
Terrible haircuts, though.
but
this guy, he figured that the only reason that people were really... He said they just liked the way that American music sounded.
Yeah.
He said it doesn't matter, you don't understand the words, they just like the beat, they like the rhythm. So he wrote this song, and the pronunciation I'm probably going to butcher, prison colon ins and out choosel. It's supposed to be gibberish, but he wrote this song to sound like an American song, even though the words mean nothing. He doesn't speak English.
This would be sounding American English
to a non-speaker.
To someone who does not speak American English.
So if at any point during this song you feel like you're having a stroke, do not contact your physician. Do not seek medical attention. That is completely normal. I feel that way every time I listen to it, and I love it. This is Prison Colon Ins and Out Choosel by Adriano Celentano.
Prison Colon Ins and Out Choosel.
You the cold maids say one prison call in answer and choose all right.
With a sign and shoes now a whole building scene, then a whole red maybe get the color boss dying.
Come up in, this is too early cars, the number four world to cry to stink. chancelet, and it helps your draw a bills on eyes. You the call and made us say one piece in combination and two song, alright. You the hiss, you know, feels you can go to the door, there's people that actually like big yo.
You're listening to WRCT 88.3 Pittsburgh. Joe's Garage, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Hope you have a good day here, a good start to the week. You might have had the day off here for Columbus Day, and that's something we're trying to keep in the theme of tonight. So Columbus Day and Italian Heritage Day, playing Italian artists throughout the nights and on a mix of some other stuff. Joining me in the studio is my partner in crime, Mr. Deputy Dan. How you doing, Dan?
I'm feeling proud of my culture, Joe.
Feeling proud to be Italian.
Yeah, 1/16.
1/16. According to Ancestry.com. Promo here we could read if I could find it. It's Back Brothers Pizza. It's located at 5107.
Speaking of Italian,
Back Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Back Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Back Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugar in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Back Brothers is currently online only ordering and offers both takeout and delivery options. For more information, you can email them at spackhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's spakbrothers.com. All right. What do we want to play next? I'm really shooting from the hip on this one.
I see that Otis Redding track sitting there.
I do have an Otis Redding track here.
We can talk about the little fun fact that all the hipsters in the record store tell me every time I bring that song up.
When he's dead?
Well, that he died after recording it.
He did.
Before it became a hit.
He did, yes. Otis Redding recorded this song, and before it was published, it was like the day before
it was
published.
Yeah, it was very sudden, very soon.
He was taking a flight, a small Cessna airplane, out at where he was going, but I think possibly California, and unfortunately the plane crashed, and Mr. Redding did not make it. And it's one of the somber things about it. It's like a cult classic in that sense that he wrote this song and died the day before it was published and became an absolute classic hit.
It does raise the question if it would be as popular if that weren't the case.
Yeah, that really does. I think it would. Otis Redding had a lot of talent, a lot of skill.
It makes you think, Pittsburgh. That's why you listen to Joe's Garage on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Think for yourself, sheeple.
It's propaganda you can trust.
Propaganda you can believe. All right, keep it tuned in here. Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Never be your beast of burden. My back is broad, but it's a hurt.
All I want is for you to make love to me. I'll never be your beast of burden. I walk for miles, my feet are hurting. All I want is for you to make love to me. Am I hard enough? Am I rough enough? Am I rich enough? But I'm not too blind to see.
Good evening, you're listening to Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Joining me in the studio is my partner in crime, Deputy Dan. How are you doing, Dan?
Starting to get hungry.
Did you ever get
that Pervani sponsorship? Or
I'm working on it.
Am I plugging them for free?
Technically, they're not sponsored. We sponsor them going to them pretty much every time after the show. So, if you want to catch us... find me down
don't
at
tell
the
them, don't tell us where. Don't tell them where we're going.
Find us at the, with the Permanis.
One of them.
One of
maybe.
Them. All right, but hey, we're doing a Columbus Day special here on Joe's Garage. A bit of a tribute of Italian Heritage Day. I've got some Italian artists in the lineup tonight. Varying mixed bunch of people. So keep it tuned for that. Coming up, we have an Italian group by the name of Porno Risotto. I don't know what that means, but I
sounds like
guess.
A tasty pasta dish.
It may be. Also have a wonderful country song on the way to come, but I want to start this set off with Supertramp. You remember Supertramp?
Wasn't that the guy who got in the bus and into the wild? Am I making that up?
What?
I think I slept through it in a film as a literature class in school.
Supertramp?
Yeah, I think you...
Dude, that was,
I gotta watch that movie again now.
That was Speed Racer.
James Caan?
I think so.
James Caan? I told you to stop calling the show. But, alright, wait, we're gonna be playing a song off of Supertramp off their album Breakfast in America. This is the title track of that tune.
Selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away, drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is. Living in the new world with an whole soul. These rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows they all just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do. 'Cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end. Politicians look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to heat, and the whole beast milking welfare. Well, God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground. All this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame
what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. You do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do, cause your dollar ain't and it's taxed to no end, cause the rich men, north of rich men. Selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay.
Good evening, you're listening to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and this is Joe's Garage. Joining me in the studio is my partner in crime, Deputy Dan. How you doing, Dan?
Those were some pretty angry Italians in
they
that last
were,
song.
They were. We are doing a Columbus Day special and in honor of Italian Heritage Day here. Been trying to slip in a couple of Italian artists, a bit of rock, punk rock. There is a really big like punk rock scene in Italy. Has been for many, many, many years, and I really dig it.
I wonder what they have to get so worked up over.
The fall of Carthage.
Of Rome.
Of Rome.
Are you thinking about Rome on a daily basis we are?
I do think about Rome on a daily basis. Think about the Republic more than the Empire. That was the true glory was during the Republic.
I think about the end.
Sisyphus. Oh. All right, but hey.
Hey, what do we got up next here?
Well, coming up, I've got... This is an interesting one. Came across an interesting group. Got them on the way. Not just yet, but on the way. Interesting group by the name of the Viagra Boys.
Ah. And it's safe to say they aren't pharmaceutical representatives.
They may be. But we take a listen to them to come. I've got some Bad Religion on deck, but keeping it in, as I said, Columbus Day themes a bit. Here is The Clash with their song, The English Civil War, Cromwell and His Roundheads.
When John had come marching home again, hurrah, tra-la, it's coming by bus or on
Expressions on the faces of the starting millions of power of the man. The fuel that drives the clan. He's the motive and the conscience of the murderer. He's a preacher on TV. The pulse of serenity. The formula driven by the big computers and nuclear bombs. The kids with no moms and a pitiful man he's inside me. Exercising his authority. We've got the American Jesus bolstering national faith. We've got the American Jesus overwhelming millions every day.
the Viagra Boys with their song Troglodyte off their album Cave World. For that, we had Bad Religion from Recipe for Hate with American Jesus and The Clash with their song English Civil War. You're listening to Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
Good evening, Pittsburgh. My name is Dan, and you are listening to Joe's Garage. If you hate us, you are going to love the Saturday Light Brigade, with host Larry Berger bringing you acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh.
All right, well, we got a big mix of music here tonight, and we got some The Stooges to come, and Charles Bradley, may he rest in peace. I was a big fan of Charles Bradley, and he passed away a few years ago. I got a song off of his album Black Velvet to come, but we had a special song up next, didn't we?
Yeah, you know, Joe, I've been sitting here in sullen ponderance, and there's just this dark cloud looming over the world right now, all these conflicts erupting
globally
for seemingly no reason. This song goes out to all the people involved in those conflicts as a reminder: stay hydrated.
Yeah. dancing in the dead of night. Love in the middle of a firefight. Honey, gotta strike me blind. Searching to destroy. And honey, I'm the world's forgotten boy. The one who's searching only to destroy. Technology ain't got time to make no apology. So when the ancient in the dead of night, love in the middle of a firefight, mother gotta strike me blind. Somebody gotta save my soul. Baby, penetrate my mind.
You know, Joe, sometimes I feel like a street-walking cheetah with a heart full of napalm.
You want to talk about that, man?
Nah.
Yeah. You want to be your dog?
I'm not your dog, man.
Look who's the idiot now, man.
Have you seen Iggy Pop recently?
He looks the exact same as he did, like, well, 50 years ago, but very wrinkly.
Yeah, he looks like a leather handbag.
He does, yeah. He looks like he's made out of, like, alligator boots.
I know we talk about going to Permane's a lot, but somebody really needs to get that guy a sandwich.
Get Iggy Pop a sandwich.
Get Iggy Pop's agent on the phone. I'm going to Venmo him for a Permane's sandwich. Pittsburgher.
All right. Hey, listening to Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT. We're keeping a bit of a theme tonight of Columbus Day and Italian Heritage Day here. We've been playing some Italian artists throughout the night. I actually got lined up on the way an Italian group by the name of Verdina. I also got a group by the name of The Action to come. Very, very obscure. I don't want to say obscure. I hate when people say, like, it's very obscure.
You sound pretty pretentious.
It does sound pretentious. A lesser known rock group from, well, the early 70s that had an absolutely wonderful sound to them. We'll be taking a listen to them coming up next. But as I said, we're keeping playing some Italian rock music here tonight. This is a group by the name of Negrita. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. With their song Transalcolico.
A lot of angry Italians in the in the audience right now. Sorry for butchering your beautiful language.
Excuse me.
Mamma mia.
All right. Well, hey, keep it tuned in here. Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT.
Baby.
By the name of The Action, the song Brain from Rolled Gold came out in 1970. Absolutely love that song. I think it's one of those songs that has kind of almost a timeless sound to it.
It sounds like it was made by someone in their basement like 10 years ago.
Yeah,
it's
got that lo-fi feel, but it actually is real lo-fi. Before that, we were listening to an Italian group by the name of Nigrita, with their song Transalauxiolio. I do not speak Italian. My apologies for that. All right. Well, hey, thanks for joining us tonight here on Joe's Garage. Stay tuned. We got Steve with the Deep Blues Hour to come, so make sure you stick around for that. I know he's always got some great music to play here for the evening. But, yeah, then Dan, what should we play next to finish off the hour here?
You know, these last couple weeks, I've been mourning the loss of a very, very dear friend of mine, Mr. Jimmy Buffett.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace.
And he's on his way to the real Margaritaville now.
Exactly.
Margaritaville in the sky.
And I just feel like if we listened to Jimmy's teachings, the world would not be in the turmoil that it is in. But until then, let's get those coexist bumper stickers out, people. Slap them on the back of your car. I'm sure that'll work. This is going to be Son of a Son of a Sailor.
Joe's Garage.
As the son of a sailor, I went out on the sea for adventure, expanding the view of the captain and crew like a man just released from indenture. As a dreamer of dreams and a traveling man, I have chalked up many a mile, read dozens of books about heroes and crooks, and I learned much both of their style. Son of a son, son of a son, son of a son of a sailor, son of a gun, load the last ton, one step ahead of the jailer. Now way in the near future, southeast of disorder, you can shake the hand of the mangled man as he greets you at the border. And the lady, she hails from Trinidad, Island
for the spices, salt for your meat, and cinnamon sweet, and the rum is for all your good vices. Haul the sheet in as we ride on the wind that our forefathers harnessed before us. Hear the bells ring as the tide rigging sings, it's the son of a gun of a chorus.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour. 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues coming your way. And in this hour, we're going to hear from Victoria Spivey performing live up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, 1970s. Also, Howlin' Wolf from Chess Records, of course. Lonnie Johnson will join us as well, playing with the strings on guitar, that is. Fry pre-war blues from him. But first, we're going to hear from Bobby Charles. This is from his disc, Walking to New Orleans. This is The Preacher's Daughter. Bobby Charles here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Sunday night just like he ought to, oh yeah.
Well, he loved that woman, and you know he treated her right. He met her one day when he was going to college. She wasn't good looking, but she had the knowledge. Oh, yeah. Lord, he loved that woman, and you know he treated her right. She walked with a wig